The Pokemon Go TCG set is right around the corner, everybody, and we have tons of more information that we're going to be talking about today. Let's go. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Gym Leaders Podcast, where we talk all things Pokemon TCG, including the newest, hottest Pokemon Go set right around the corner, everybody. I am Travis with TCG Funhouse, here with my spicy podcast host.
I'm ASX from ASX TCG, ready to talk about this this set that is, it's starting to look pretty spicy, I gotta say.
It really is, and we kind of have talked about this Pokemon Go set a couple of times already, but a lot of the information is, like, official now. Before, it was, like, kind of leaks this, leaks that. We were looking at pictures of Radiant cards that were taken from a 1998 Nokia. So it was, you know, it was all just speculation and hearsay at that point. But now that, you know, legitimate websites like PokeGuardian and PokeBeach have covered a lot of this information, it is just more and more coming out every single day. And there is a huge focus on the Kanto starters for the Pokemon Go set, which makes sense because during Pokemon Go's most popular time in 2016, it was really the Kanto original, like, 151 that was out that really sparked a lot of the interest when people were getting back into or into Pokemon Go for the first time. So it makes sense that there is a massive focus on Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle line, Pikachu, all that amazing stuff. We're going to talk about a lot of that today. And, like, ASX, what do you think about the Kanto connection with Pokemon Go? Are you liking it?
Yeah, oh, of course. I grew up with Kanto. Those were my three starters to choose from back in the day. So, yeah, I'm loving it. Totally makes sense to me, right? Like you said, when Pokemon Go started, we got the Kanto decks, right? That's what we got to really start with. And, yeah, it totally makes sense to me that this is where they're going. I mean, doesn't really surprise me. It seems like, you know, when we get these types of, like, subsets, you know, or kind of like holiday types of sets, you know, they kind of always kind of go back to the Kanto days to, you know, throw that Charizard, slap that Charizard on it. But at least, you know, we're getting some love with Venusaur and Blastoise this time. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% because normally when these subsets come out, you're absolutely right. It's Charizard up the wazoo. And Blastoise and Venusaur kind of get left in the dust, like, especially when you think about the Sword and Shield era as a whole. The only Blastoise and Venusaur that we've gotten in the TCG were in those Battle V decks. That's it. There was no Blastoise or Venusaurs inside any of the other sets, no Shining Fates.
It was a V.
And nobody wanted it. I think you can get it for like 85 cents over there right now.
Probably.
You're absolutely right. But Blastoise hasn't had one. And there is a different Venusaur V that's in the battle deck along with the VMAX. And if you haven't seen them before, guys, go check out the Venusaur and Blastoise VMAX cards because they are beautiful cards. And I totally recommend picking them up. I think they're completely undervalued right now, and you can even get the Japanese ones very, very affordable over on eBay right now for just a couple of bucks a piece. Massive pickups right now. They are phenomenal cards. But it's always strange to me that for Sword and Shield specifically, I feel like they have focused so much on the Galar Pokemon, and, like, I understand that they've done that throughout all the TCG eras, but I feel like they kind of have doubled down on that for Sword and Shield. Like, do you feel the same way? Do you think they've done, like, way more attention on the Galar Pokemon this era than they have, like, X and Y and Kalos and stuff like that?
I definitely felt that. Yeah, it feels like, you know, each set we went, we kept getting, like, you know, two of each of the starters, right? Two Grookies, two Sobbles, two Scorbunnies.
Like, everywhere.
And then, you know, two of the each line. Then probably V's in there as well, you know, from set to set. So yeah, it really feels like they definitely doubled down on it. You know, I wonder if it's kind of like, you know, they saw this new wave coming in and, you know, like we needed back in the day, we needed our three starters, right? So all these new people coming in, they kind of need their new three starters. So maybe that is kind of the, you know, reasoning behind that. But yeah, it definitely seems like we've been seeing a lot of the Galar region for sure.
But anyway, we know that Blastoise, Venusaur, and Charizard are officially here inside of the Pokemon Go set. And so are the whole line, right? We're getting the whole line of those Kanto starters, which is fantastic. There's also exclusive pin collections for Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle 2 that are carrying like the little packages. So if you play Pokemon Go, you know that you can send presents back and forth to your friends, right? Your friend code people. And they're holding them in their super cute cards. They got the little Pokemon Go logo on them. I think these are going to be some of the better Black Star promos of the Sword and Shield era. Like, what do you think about the artwork style for, like, the presents and the Squirtles and Bulbasaurs and stuff?
Yeah, yeah, just looking at them here, and this is really, honestly, the first time I'm taking a look at them. So, like, first impressions, I really like them. Like you said, they just got, like, a, you know, the ones where they're holding the presents, this is, like, kind of cuteness about it. I do really like them.
It's true.
You know, they just got this look on their face, like, they're, like, really happy to give you this gift, and hopefully it's some good pulls in those
really
pin boxes that you're getting. You know, but even underneath, you know, it's showing the ones that you will be able to pull, and I think those look awesome. They're doing justice for the three Kanto starters. I like them.
I'm noticing too that more and more and more of these cards have the Pokemon Go logo on them, which leads me to think that every single card in the set is gonna have the logo on it. There was speculation before that only the promo cards are going to have the stamps on them, kind of like Detective Pikachu, right? When Detective Pikachu came out, the case files had the stamped Detective Pikachu movie logo on it, and the cards inside the set did not. And I think that we kind of had that thought process for this Pokemon Go set as well, and I'm actually happy to see that all of the cards have the logo on it. I think it's something that makes it stand out a little bit more and makes it more collectible at the end of the day when you're looking back at it 10, 15, 20 years from now with that stamp on there. Now, the one thing that I am wondering too that I wanted to ask you this is now the second subset in a row that came with a stamp on it. With the 25th anniversary celebrations, they all had that little Pikachu in it. So do you think this is something that they're going to continue moving forward? Or do you think it's just kind of coincidence that the Pokemon Go set and Celebration side by side, back to back, now have these logos?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if I could see them doing this like for every single set moving forward. I know they used to do that with like reverses and stuff in the past.
Oh, I miss those so much.
Cool.
Those
yeah,
are
that,
so good.
Those were really
Please,
cool.
We were talking about last Friday about reverse holos and getting rid of them. If you keep them, it would be so amazing to put the set stamp on the reverse holos again.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good.
Oh, I agree. 100%. If they don't take those away, 100% agree with you. Throw the stamp on there. For these, you know, I don't really mind it too much. It kind of makes me feel like it's, I don't know. It's not. What am I trying to say? It's not an anniversary set, right? So like the stamp to me isn't as significant, but what I feel like the stamp is for is to really tie Pokemon Go, the actual game that you have on your phone, to this set. Otherwise, if you didn't have the logo on there and it's just called Pokemon Go, I don't feel like the association's there as much.
Yeah.
So I feel like they might have did this intentionally and was kind of a coincidence that it happened right after, you know, the next subset after. But I feel like that might be kind of why, to just kind of correlate them both a little, you know, kind of connect them a little bit better.
Yeah, I agree. And like I was just saying before, I'm actually a huge fan of them putting logos on it. I love the pre-release ones that come inside of the build and battle kits.
Yeah,
I love,
cool.
I collect every single one of those. I have an entire binder of just those stamped holographics because I like them so much. They're special. They tell you what era they're from. They tell you what set that they're in without having to look at the little logo at the bottom and try to find out what year is this from. Like, it's literally right in front of your face. You're like, oh yeah, this is Evolutions, or, you know, so on and so forth. But really, really good stuff there. So let's keep talking about some stuff here, man. Let's talk about the Charizard, Blastoise, and Venusaur getting regular holographics as well. And kind of comparing them to the Radiant cards, okay? So we have straight confirmation now, which we all kind of knew that they were real cards anyway, right? So if you guys were anything around Pokemon TCG social media, you saw all the leaks for Radiant Charizard, Radiant Blastoise, and Radiant Venusaur. But I guess it was always like on the fence, right? It's like, okay, it wasn't really covered. They were just leaks. They were really gringy photos. Like, it was terrible. No information other than here's a side half picture of it. But now we know that they're real, right? These artworks are real. But like, when I just look at them together, I like the artwork on the regular Hollows significantly more, at least for the Blastoise and Venusaur. The Charizard, I do not like that Charizard Holo artwork at all. I think it's terrible. I think it may even be one of the more affordable Charizard cards, you know, in history at the end of the day, that has any holographic on it whatsoever. But yeah, I mean, the artworks for the Holos in my mind are much better. What do you prefer? Do you prefer the artworks on the Radiant Charizard, regular Charizard, or just like break it down?
Yeah, so I agree with you in terms of like the Blastoise and the Venusaur. I definitely think those
I love
those
that Blastoise
look,
card.
Oh yeah, it looks way cooler. Like, he's just in like in a meaner stance, right? Like a more like defensive, I'm about to, you know, hydro pump you. You know, oh, the attack is hydro pump too. I wasn't even looking at that. Perfect. So yeah, I do like those. When you're looking at it next to the Radiant cards, it's tough to tell on these pictures that we're seeing the actual like Radiant, I guess, Radiant Holo. I don't know if that's what they're calling it or not, but like, you know, how it comes down on the card. I was nervous about that with Astral Radiance when we were first seeing those leaks. Like, oh man, these cards really don't look that good. But when we got them in hand and you actually see all the shine
on
it,
yeah,
they do look a little bit
better.
The
Japanese ones still look way better, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, way freaking better. Not even close.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that's going to be the case with these. I'm pretty confident they're definitely going to look a little bit better, at least, than what we're seeing here, just in like the, you know, Xerox copy that we got of it, basically. But yeah, you know, they did the justice with the Venusaur and the Blastoise. But when we get to the Charizard, it's just like, I don't know. I'm not a fan of that type of artwork where it's like that CGI kind of style. It just, you know, like, I know it's all fake, right? Pokemon's like not real. But you know,
yeah, I like when they go to the zoo and take pictures of these real Pokemon. I like when the photographers travel down to Johto themselves.
Right?
You know?
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, when you in like looking at it closer here too, it's just even more weird because it's like, it looks like real buildings. Like they took like a real shot of like, you know, looking down on a street there somewhere, and then just slapped this CGI Charizard right in the middle of the picture. So I'm not a huge fan of it. I agree with you. I think it's probably going to be one of the more affordable ones.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
speaking of affordable, like, I think this is going to be the most affordable shiny Charizard that we've ever had. You know, we haven't gotten, I mean, in terms of other shiny Pokemon, I was going to say we haven't gotten that many shiny Charizards, but we've gotten more shiny Charizards than any other shiny Pokemon in the entire TCG. But just in terms of like shiny Charizards in general, I think this is easily by far going to be the most affordable one and most common shiny Charizard that you'll be able to find. I would even say it's probably going to be under $50. You know, if it falls around the same pull pattern as the Greninjas and Hawluchas of the world, which are like floundering between $1 and $3 right now. I don't know if Charizard will ever go that low, but I definitely see if those pull rates continue, I think the Radiant Blastoise and Venusaur are going to be under $10, $5, $6 a piece. And you can be looking at Radiant Charizard in the 20s. If those pull rates are consistent with what we've been seeing, man.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, if they are consistent with what Astral Radiance is, I mean, the pull rates on those Radiant cards are pretty crazy, at least here out of the gate. I'm kind of hoping that they're going to make the pull rates on at least these three a little bit more difficult. But, I mean, who knows how that's going to go. But if it, you know, if they make it just as good as it is, then, yeah, I agree with you. That's what I was thinking, too. Probably somewhere in the 20s for the Charizard. Right around the $5 mark for the Venusaur and the Blastoise, which is interesting because thinking about like the you know, the reprint Holo Venusaur and Blastoise from Celebrations, those are right around $5 too.
Yeah.
And it's just that was kind of surprising that those were that low. And but I kind of just see the same pattern for these.
Yeah, no, me too. And it's just because of the printing that we're in nowadays, right?
Yeah.
So, and we've kind of talked about it before, you know, as much as this mass printing is great, it means that 99% of the cards in the set are not going to be worth anything. You know, every set is going to have one or two cards in it that are worth $100 to $200, maybe a couple in that $20, $30 range, and everything else is going to be a buck, you know?
Yeah.
And we see that with the Trainer Gallery. You know, almost all the Trainer Gallery cards that aren't like the top two or three are all under $10, even though they're fantastic artworks. You know, they're VMAXs, Vs, what would be considered ultra rares, alternate arts, and stuff like that. So this is another question right here. I love getting your thoughts about all this stuff, right? So, you know, the elephant in the room is the Radiant Pokemon, right? And that's the big, big question. But there's another sidebar here that's kind of getting overlooked, in my opinion. And I kind of think that Pokemon wants it to remain overlooked. And that is, what are the alternate arts going to be, right? So we've seen this Mewtwo V alternate art leak. It looks like an alternate art to me, right? Because we've seen two different V's. We've seen the V-Star. We've seen the gold V-Star leaked as well. So there's a gold secret rare Mewtwo V-Star. There's most likely going to be a rainbow. I don't think there's been a leak of a Mewtwo rainbow V-Star, but there's usually a rainbow of each V-Star.
Yeah.
Which means, cool, we're probably going to be getting potentially, oh no, we're probably not. I was going to say a Dragonite V-Star rainbow, but probably not because that's in a promo box. So we really don't know what other V-Stars or anything like that are going to be. I'm still kind of waiting for like another shoe to drop here of like, what else does this set actually have? Because right now, even though it looks like a fun set, it is actually looking like a very, not very big set. You know, we know it's small. It only has, what, 80-some cards in it, I think it was? 78 before Secret Rares. So 78 before Secret Rares. And actually, now that I just realized, I can look at that Mewtwo, and it's 72 out of 78, so it's not a Secret Rare. But a lot of times, the alternate art Vs are part of the set as well, to where, like, the V Maxes are kind of, like, secrets. And I got to ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you think they're just keeping something? Like, what else do they have? Because there's likely, in my opinions, you know, we got the Mewtwo V alternate art. We're probably getting a Melmetal alternate art, right? It just makes sense.
Yeah.
It's Melmetal is the Pokemon Go Pokemon, mythical, right? And we know that we're getting Melmetal V and V Max in this set already. So it makes sense that that's the other alternate art. But this set is not going to be enough if there's only those two alternate arts in the three Radiant Pokemon that are going to be quite common to pull, and only 78 cards in the set. Like, what else is there? You're talking about a set that has 10 cards inside, so it's not like Celebrations where you're getting four cards in a pack.
Yeah.
So by the time, you know, with this theoretical knowledge, with, you know, by the time you're on your 10th, 11th, or 12th pack, you're going to be pulling triplets of cards, you know, like, and you could be even potentially be pulling like your double or triple of a V or a Radiant Blastoise. Like, there has to be more in this set. What do you think they're holding?
Yeah, they're definitely doing a slow drip on this one, it seems like, with the information that's coming out. We're going to have to see some more alternate arts. I couldn't imagine it would just be, you know, one or two, you know, when you're talking with the Melmetal, that totally makes sense. We haven't really gotten a Venusaur and a Blastoise alternate art. I mean, kind of got the Venusaur on the Charizard, but we need the other perspective, right? We need him fighting Charizard now. So I would say that I feel pretty good about seeing those in this set. But other than that, I mean, it's tough to tell. I mean, we're definitely going to see some more Vs and Vmaxes that we haven't seen yet. We got these three Radiants. I can't imagine that we'd see more Radiants at this point, because I feel like they want the focus to be on those three and really not take away from that.
I agree with you there, 100%. I think that's all Radiants we're getting. I think we got three inside Astral. We're going to get three in Pokemon Go. We'll probably get three more in the next one where... Well, we already know what Dark Phantasma is, right? So we know, like, the Dark or the Steelix and all that. So,
yeah. And another thing, too, I mean, I don't think we've really seen, other than the three that are coming in that promo box, Any trainers, any full art trainers or anything like
that.
Yeah,
we don't know any of the trainers. Yeah,
you know, don't want to forget about those. That'll take up a, you know, a decent little chunk of, you know, the back kind of back end of the set. So, yeah, I think, you know, at least what I'm hoping, you know, the big ones are going to be the Venusaur and the Blastoise. But I don't know what else. I mean, I feel like maybe I should have played some more Pokemon Go. Back in the day to get a, you know, a better idea of, you know, what we could be expecting here. But
I mean, that was really about it, right? Like, so like,
yeah.
I mean, cause Mewtwo
kind of wasted the Dragonite.
Mewtwo. Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, I agree with you too. Like it was a big missed opportunity. This is another situation where they kind of dropped the ball on that. And in regards of that, right. I've said it several times with Astral Radiance. If you would have just given Lucario and Darkrai the appropriate attention that they deserve with a V, V-Star, Rainbow, Gold, and Alternate Arts Vs for Lucario and Darkrai, Astral Radiance would be a significantly more popular set. Because those are the two most popular Pokemon. You're talking about arguably the second most popular Dark-type period after Umbreon. And Lucario is by far the most popular Fighting-type Pokemon. And everybody's favorite from, you know, was it Generation 3 and, like, even Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire, and they just gave you in BDSP, you get your Ryulu. Like, it's insane, you know, XY. Like, it was Lucario is a top 10 most popular Pokemon.
Oh, and
you threw him in a freaking box. Like, fine, that's cool, but you put him in an overpriced box, and you took the chase away. And by taking the chase away, you removed them from getting alternate arts. And I feel like you just did the exact same thing with Pokemon Go and Dragonite. Because let's be real for a second here. The Dragonite V alternate art in Evolving Skies, completely wasted. Did not need to be there. It has all the evolutions as an anchor and Rayquaza as an anchor. You wasted Gyarados and Dragonite on Evolving Skies. And if you would have had Dragonite here with a V, V-Star, Rainbow, Gold, and an alternate art Dragonite, that would have been massive for this set.
Yeah.
It would have been huge. You add that, the Pogo set anchored by Dragonite and Mewtwo. Like, dude.
Yeah.
That would have been great. With the Radiant Kanto starters. Like, dude. That's, you know, it's so good. It's a, I probably would have added, like, a Radiant Pikachu, too. That would have been fantastic. You know, add that Radiant Pikachu in. That would have been cool. Give us all four, you know, the starters.
That makes sense.
And just anchor it that way, but
I mean, you got a Radiant Eevee box. I could see a Radiant Pikachu box or something coming out that just hasn't been
very true. I totally forgot about that Radiant Eevee. There definitely is a Radiant Eevee. Talk about another card that's probably going to be like $2-3 that is going to be totally worth adding to your collection. Like totally worth adding to your collection. But yeah, so I guess, you know, when you touched on it there for a second, the Blastoise and Venusaur, we know there's a V. We know there's a VMAX. What are the odds that we could be looking at a Blastoise and Venusaur V or VMAX alternate arts here with Pokemon Go? Because they definitely need some more gunpowder in this, you know? Like, right now, it's a nice little firework. It's, like, cool. But after, you know, all the leaks and everything like that, like, it's, I was excited right away, right? Okay, so here's my roller coaster of emotions here. I loved it. I hated it. Pokemon Go was announced. I said, this is trash. 8 years too late. 7 years too late. There's no reason why we need it, right? And then I hear there's going to be a Radiant Charizard, Radiant Venusaur, Radiant Blastoise. And I said, okay, this is going to be awesome. It's going to be worth collecting. And then I saw what happened to the Radiant cards inside Astral. And I saw how common they were. And yes, they're cool cards. But when you get two in every booster box, and, you know, they're the most common pull after the regular trainer cards. It really made me go, holy crap, if they're going to do this with the Kanto starters, it's going to just devalue them like crazy. Don't get me wrong, I'm still going to love pulling them out of these packs. It's going to be great. When I get my first Radiant Charizard, Blastoise, and Venusaur, I am going to be over the moon. I'm going to crap bricks. It's going to be amazing. but by the time I get my third, fourth, and fifth one, because they're so common, it's going to wear off. And Mewtwo is one of my favorite Pokemon. So I love that he's getting his own set, basically. You know, he got the treatment. He got the Rayquaza treatment. You know, he got the you know, the Palkia Dialga treatment, the Gengar, the Mew treatment, right? So cool, that's awesome. That makes me stoked. But there needs to be more here, and I'm wondering if a Blastoise and Venusaur alternate art could be there. My gut feeling says it's not, but I really, really think that if they want Pokemon Go set to be successful, they could really put it over the top if there was an alternate art V Venusaur and Blastoise in it. So if there's not a Blastoise and Venusaur, like, what else could there be in terms of alternate arts? Or do you think they're only going to have one or two? And if they only have the alt art Mewtwo and the alt art Melmetal, I mean, do you think this set is going to end up being one of the less popular, like, lower end sets potentially of the Sword and Shield era?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, I think I could see it kind of going down more like a Detective Pikachu kind of thing, where, you know, really it was popular when it first came out, right?
It's because it's kind of a gimmick, right? It's kind of like a gimmick set, like Detective Pikachu was, right? So I can see where you're kind of making that connection. It's kind of like putting them in the same boat, and I totally agree.
Yeah, so I do think that, and I totally lost my train of thought, to be honest with you.
How dare you lose your train of thought, sir?
Where we were going with that? What was
you were talking about Detective Pikachu. You were talking about how it could be a lower end set like Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, you know, I do think it's just kind of gives off that vibes, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. To me, I don't think I feel the same way about all the stamps on all the cards as you do. To me, it just personally, it feels like it takes away a little bit. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know why it feels like that to me.
I've heard that before, though. I've heard a lot of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I really appreciate the artwork, and to put it on every single card to me is like kind of overdoing it. It almost makes it kind of feel like the McDonald's cards a little bit.
That's a good point.
Or the celebrations cards, you know, but that was a different kind of feeling, I guess. But yeah, you know, in terms of like alternate arts, I really hope it's not just the two. As we were kind of talking there and you had mentioned Gyarados, I mean, this could be a perfect time to bring out a really cool alternate art Gyarados card as well.
You know, it very well could be, because Magikarp was huge in Pokemon Go because you had to collect 400 candies.
400.
It was the only Pokemon that you couldn't just collect, you know, like 25 to evolve it once and then 100 to evolve it again. Or like it was 400. Yeah. It was daunting. It was a task to get those 400 candies for Magikarp, because then you had to go play by water, and luckily I was in Florida, so it wasn't that hard, but you know,
easy for you down
maybe
there,
people
right?
like you up in Indiana, maybe you had to
keep talking. Just keep rolling.
Maybe you Pacers up there. Maybe you guys had a hard time getting the Magikarp candies. But, like, it was totally a topic, you know, and they did reveal a Gyarados and a Magikarp for this set. But I believe they're just regular cards. I think there's Steelix, Onix, Alolan Rattata, Raticate. Let me see here. Got the Charizard. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, if I didn't see it, I'm pretty sure that I saw a Gyarados and a Magikarp somewhere for Pokemon Go. And it makes total sense that they would, because it was such a hot topic for the game back in the day. So I could definitely be with you right there. Gyarados, you know, V-Star. Ooh, that would be cool. Gyarados, V-Star.
That would be cool. And, yeah, I could definitely see that as well.
Oh, yeah. There's already a V. Again, we know that they like to print cards that are already here so they don't mess with the meta too much. So maybe a Gyarados V, you know, back at it again. And, you know, we already got Gyarados V-Max, so why not give us a V-Alternate Art and a V-Max Alternate Art? You wouldn't have to change the abilities. You wouldn't have to change the meta. Just new artwork for those. That would be fantastic. I didn't even think about Gyarados until just now when we were talking about it. So,
I mean, this could be a good time for them to give us, you know, another Venusaur V and, you know, and a V-Max that we can actually pull, as well as the Blastoise as well. Because, I mean, Blastoise got, like, no love in Sword and Shield era, like, none at all. I mean, he got his VMAX box, like you said earlier, absolutely beautiful card. By far one of my favorite Blastoise cards there is. But, yeah, we never got a chance to, like, pull him, you know? Mm-hmm. And that Venusaur card felt like nothing when you pulled it in Champion's Path. So
it really did.
Yeah, you know, I think they got a chance to give us some pullable Venusaur and Blastoise as well. I think they could do that, you know, kind of fill in a couple spaces there as well.
So let's think here for a second too, though. The one Pokemon they did reveal for a V card, which really confuses me, is Conkeldurr, right?
Yeah.
So we're getting a Conkeldurr V. If there's a big Pokemon Go player that's watching this or listening to this, you know, please inform us why there's a Conkeldurr V. Because as long as I've played Pokemon Go, which again, I'm not an avid Pokemon Go player. I was from like 2016 and 17. I was pretty avid on Pokemon Go. Even into like 18, 19, and 20, I was at least still playing on Community Day sort of a deal. I don't play at all anymore. It's too repetitive for me. I open it up and I feel like I just went back in time and logged into the same thing from 2018 and it's the exact same game, even though I know they've made changes. The heart of it is still the same. Why is there
Ultra
a Conkeldurr
in it now?
Oh, God, don't even. I hate Ultra Beast so much. I hate him so much. But like, why Conkeldurr? Why?
I don't know. I'm right there with you. You know, I do play. I probably play Pokemon Go more than you do at this point. But I am not like an avid player. I'm not on it every day. Like when I say I play, it's like from my house. So I'm not even out there walking around. You know, I just log in.
You're just like, bored. You're just like, let me see what's going on in Pokemon Go.
So I don't even know if I could say I really play it. I log into Pokemon Go, catch a few Pokemon every now and then. But yeah, this one is just, it's strange, right? But I mean, then again, I feel like we always get that one off, you know, one or two Pokemon in a set that's just like, okay, you're on a V card. That's a little bit different. I mean, you know, some person's got to love that Pokemon out there, right? You know, so it makes sense for somebody, makes complete sense for somebody. But yeah, it's always, I feel like he's just kind of one of those one-offs, and you know, we're getting this so they can kind of keep those, you know, those alt art Venusaur and Blastoise under wraps for a little bit longer.
Yeah. Hopefully that's totally what we get, because it needs it. It needs something else. Cause the more that gets leaked and the more that comes out, the more I just go, they're kind of filling this up with a bunch of filler, you know? Or they're giving us, you know, revealed all the Kanto Trio stuff, which, you know, that is designed to generate hype. You know, totally is. Like all us 100%. Kanto fanboys, all us Gen 1ers, you know, they did that specifically for us to save up money to drop stacks on July 1st when it comes out, right?
Yeah.
So technically, I guess we're going to know what's in this set in just 10 days, because it releases in Japan on June 16th. Or June 17th. So it's, you know, very, very close. We're looking at less than 10 days now to actually getting real, like, here are all the cards that's inside Pokemon Go. So it is right around the corner. So this is really like the last episode that we can do of like speculation, you know, because, you know, by this time next week, we're going to know probably everything there is to know about this set. I just don't know if there's enough here to make a full, complete set. You know, it's definitely given me, like you were saying, Detective Pikachu, Champions Path vibes. It's given me very, very much so Champions Path vibes. I wouldn't be surprised if this was the set that gave us a holo in every single pack, you know, and that would just murder the price of the Venusaur, Blastoise, and Charizard, you know, holo. I'm probably going to get a Steelix holo in there, you know, like you're going to get a holo in every single pack. That I would not be surprised on. And then, yeah, man, I don't know. I'm definitely getting lesser vibes here, because it's a gimmick set, you know. It's such a gimmick set, and they're basing so much around this, around people that play Pokemon Go and don't collect TCG cards, in my opinion. I feel like they're trying to make this as casual as possible. And how do you make something as casual as possible? You slap all the Kanto starters on it. You slap Pikachu on it. You slap Eevee on it. You slap all the Pokemon that everybody, Mewtwo, all the familiar Pokemon get slapped on it for sure. And then you really cater towards the Pogo audience. And it's just, it really seems like that for us. So as an avid TCG person, I think this is, I'm back in the boat of thinking that this is going to be a downset. Like, I went low, I started low, I went high, and now I'm back low again. It's a dang roller coaster, man.
Yeah.
This set is more of a roller coaster than any set that I can remember. Because, like, everything was always hype for me. You know, like, when Shining Fates was announced, it was all hype. Even when Champion's Path was announced, it was all hype. Two Charizards? Oh. What? Yeah. All hype. All day. And, you know, comes to find out, it was kind of a crappy set. You know, but before, it was all hype. And now, Celebration's all hype. We were like, what? Base set reprints? Hashtag right. Hype dogs, right? And then now we're back to here. This is the first set that I can think of in a while that's just really roller coaster, ebbing and flowing, and like I'm excited but not excited at the same time. I don't even know how to feel about this set, man. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like I feel like it's just weird because they're really trying to mesh these two worlds together, and it's hard to think like what are we going to expect here? You know, what can we expect? It definitely feels like. It's so much of a roller coaster. It is feeling like more of a downset to me as we see more stuff come out. I will say it's not as bad as I initially thought it was going to be.
I'll agree with that.
I'm happy to see what I am seeing so far because I'll tell you, when we first heard about this set, I had way different things in mind and they were not good. So
me too.
I'm glad I'm seeing what I'm seeing here. You know, it does kind of feel like, you know, they made this subset, you know, it's not the holiday set, right? So it's not the one that's coming out around the holidays where everybody's going to be buying it for, you know, all the different holidays and stuff. Yeah. So I feel like, yeah, this one is definitely more of the downer one for sure. But I don't know. I mean, kind of looking more on like the TCG side of things, I'm interested in to see how some of these cards are going to play.
I've heard a lot of people say that the abilities on some of these, like Blastoise and Venusaurs, look quite competitive.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm looking at. And this Blastoise has a pretty good ability. Basically, you're able to like discard an energy and put some damage counters on benched Pokemon. There's the other Blastoise that has a really good ability, allowing you to put like 6 energy cards on your Pokemon in any way you like. So like that is a huge ability in the TCG. So yeah, these I think we might actually get some like playable cards out of this set, which I was thinking that we weren't. Originally, I was thinking it was going to be a lot like a Champion's Path where it's like literally like nothing playable in the set or competitive, I guess I should say everything's playable, but nothing competitive. Right. So, I'm kind of interested in seeing like once we get to see more of these cards, like this actually might be kind of competitive here.
What do you think about sealed collection wise for Pokemon Go set? Do you think this is going to be? You know, because there's a pretty big consensus out there that Celebrations is going to be a massive set for sealed collectors, right? Like 25th anniversary stuff being sealed is going to, I mean, just look at the generation sealed product, right? It is so expensive. And even though we got more Celebrations, we actually got quite a bit of generations. People don't really know that. But Celebrations was printed quite a bit, but not nearly as much as, you know, like an Evolving Skies or Brilliant Stars or Astral Radiance, right? Like it got printed. Yeah. Shining Fates has hit the shelves way more than Celebrations did. Way more.
Like we're in like our fifth wave or something,
it feels like right now. It's insane. Dude, Shining Fates is gonna be like the cheapest, jankiest set ever, I feel, at the end of the day. My stores are still loaded with Pikachu boxes and Shining Fates ETBs. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable how much
I can find those everywhere, too.
Celebrations, not so much. I do think we're going to end up with maybe some more Celebrations product around Christmas time because people still want it. But, you know, like you've said in the past, they want to turn the page a lot of times from these generational sets, these, you know, these era sets, Celebrations, Generations, Anniversary sets. To where, like, this Pokemon Go set, it's just as niche, you know, like a 20th anniversary, 25th anniversary, or even like Detective Pikachu. But do you think that like sealed product for this Pokemon Go is going to be like nostalgic and rare, at, you know, 20 years from now? Or do you think it's going to be flooded? Like, look at all this Pokemon Go stuff that people held on to. Remember the good old Pokemon Go days? Like, what do you think about having a sealed collection for the Pokemon Go set with these pin collections, this amazing looking Premier Ball deck holder box with the Dragonite inside? That's a dope box.
Yeah,
but even like cool. The ETBs, the EV boxes, like I got a feeling like that Radiant EV box might carry a pretty hefty penny down the road. But the rest of this stuff, I'm not sure. I don't know right now.
Yeah, this is a tough one to say, you know, because it's like I said, it kind of feels like the Detective Pikachu set. And like that stuff was like on the shelves for like the longest time, like right before like the big boom in Pokemon.
Dude, I got a theory here, man. I think that the sealed product for Detective Pikachu is massively undervalued right now. Massively. Because when I think 15, 20 years from now, Detective Pikachu movie sealed Pokemon cards is going to be insane. Like, yeah, I think it's going to be hotter than, you know, like getting Astral Radiant stuff. It's going to be hotter than getting Crimson Invasion, you know, 3-pack blister. Like, yeah. I just have a feeling because it was a pretty good movie, you know, like people.
I loved it. Yeah, I thought it was awesome.
It's not just going to go down in history as like just another Pokemon movie. Like, this could be the movie that sparks tons of, you know, stuff. That's my theory. I kind of am kicking myself in the ass for not picking up a bunch of it when it was on clearance all the time over on Target.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
But only time will tell. That's just my thought, my theory.
Yeah. So I do feel like this set might kind of follow that a little bit. I mean, the game, from what I still see, has a pretty big following, right? Definitely not where it used to be.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you have a following for that many years, I feel like that's going to continue. And I can see this set being maybe a little bit more like Detective Pikachu, where, you know, when it's really out and it's being printed, you know, pretty frequently, I feel like we probably are going to see a lot of it on the shelves. I don't feel like this is necessarily a set that is going to be flying off the shelves like Evolving Skies or Brilliant Stars or, you know, Celebrations type of set. But as time carries on and stuff, and this goes out of print, I feel like it's going to take kind of more of a trajectory like the Detective Pikachu stuff did, where it was kind of like, you know, we didn't necessarily appreciate it when it was out, and when it was gone, it's like, oh man, we really, you know, we kind of wanted to get into that stuff.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. It's definitely going to be, different, you know. I think it's going to be in its own little category for a while.
I think so.
Because I don't know how the TCG, you know, fan base is going to react to it.
Yeah.
But I think the casual Pokemon fan base is going to react heavily to it. You know, I think that initial release day is going to be insane. It's definitely going to be a lot more popping than Astral Radiance release day. You know what I mean?
I think so. Yeah, I agree with you on that for sure. Yeah, release is going to be better for the set, I would agree, than Astral for sure.
And then,
I do want to ask you.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go.
I was just going to say, I do want to ask you, we haven't talked about this card, but it's a very different card than we've ever really seen, or at least that I can even remember. The Ditto cards. They're very different.
Oh, yeah. How did we glance over the Ditto card, bro?
I know, right? So I wanted to get your thoughts on that, because they are, it's interesting.
I love it.
I kind of like it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I've seen a lot of people like talk crap about it and say that it was like a gimmick, or it was janky, or... everyone's always like, oh, it's all fun and games until you pull the Mewtwo alternate art, and nope, it's a Ditto. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. You know, they're only...
I think I would be done. I'd be like, nope,
I would too.
Shut the camera off right there. I'd be like, that was it. No more.
Yep. No, I agree too. But I love it. I think the Ditto card is... Hopefully it's hollow. I hope the Ditto card is hollow, because... If it's just like a regular rare, then that would kind of be like, oh, that's kind of lame. But what I think this does, and so I think it's only going to be like commons, you know. I don't even know if they'll do uncommons. I think it's going to be commons only. And I think the cool thing is, and now think about it, this for collecting a master set, right? So let's say there's 40 common cards in this set, 44 common cards or whatever. I don't know what the actual numbers are. Now you got to collect 44 commons, 44 reverse commons, and now 44 of those commons have a picture of a Ditto on the bottom corner. So technically,
that sounds a little bit more fun to me than reverse rares. I don't know.
Well, dude, it's almost like a whole separate card, right? So like the Ditto underneath might be the exact same card, but it's really a different card because of the sticker that's on top. So this is a Ditto disguised as a Pikachu, you know.
Exactly.
I hope it's a lot. I hope it's that way. I hope it's not just like these six cards can be Ditto, because that would be kind of annoying. You know, to where it's like, oh no, only the Rattata and the XYZ can be Dittos. That would really take away from it. I hope they're randomly seated. You know, I hope it's not in the rare slot. You know, because
you're saying like anywhere in the pack,
anywhere
right?
in the pack. You know, so cool. or where the common would be, right? So like any common can be a Ditto, and it can be slotted in any of those common slots. You have to look for that Ditto down in the left-hand corner. Like, it would just add another level of fun and another level of activity with opening up the packs, and it would be so much fun. But, like, if it's the rare and you're flipping through and you're like, oh, no, what? I got a common Charmander inside the rare slot. Oh, Ditto, whoosh, you know? Like, that still is kind of cool, but it would take away from, like, that hunt. You know, that hunt of, I got it. Every time I pull a Charmander, I got to check, is it a Ditto? Is it a Ditto? Like, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's such a cool concept. And that's what I was thinking, too. You were saying, like, it's kind of its own, you know, subset within the set, right? You can now collect, well, hopefully, we don't know how many cards they're going to be yet, but hopefully it's, you know, a sizable amount. And it is kind of like a subset. Because I think that would be pretty cool to have a couple pages of, you know, all the Ditto sticker cards. Awesome. Yeah, I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, because it's totally different.
I'm gonna collect them all. I'm gonna want one of each Ditto for sure.
Catch them all.
Yeah, nice. I'm gonna catch them all, baby.
Catch them all.
But yeah, I'm gonna want at least one Ditto of each, and we'll eventually get the checklist. You know, whether it's inside the ETB or whatever, and we'll know exactly how many cards can be Ditto. You know, unfortunately, if you ask me how it works, I would probably tell you there's probably six or seven Pokemon that can be Ditto. Because I believe even Pokemon Go is that way. I believe only specific Pokemon could be Ditto. And they could go on that same one. Like, the very first time Ditto released, I think there was like six or seven Pokemon that could be Ditto. Maybe all of those Pokemon get cards in this set specifically for the Ditto mechanic.
I bet you're right on that.
I could see that happening as well, to tie it back into the game more, because they seem to be tying a ton of this into the game. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think about every time we're, you know, kind of speculating on what we think. It's like, how is it going to tie back to the game? Because that's what they're doing with this, for sure.
100%. 100%. We'll probably get some full art trainers of, you know, Team Rocket, the Team Rocket trainers that are in there. Those will probably be... Maybe we'll get a Giovanni, because I think Giovanni's in Pokemon Go as well.
Actually, we'll get like a Pokemon Go Stadium card as well.
Yeah. Or we'll probably get a gold trainer of like a Pokestop.
That would
be cool. Yeah. Get a full art Pokestop, rainbow Pokestop, and gold Pokestop probably. So like, you can kind of, just by talking it through, you can kind of pick out like what it's going to be. Which is kind of why I'm like, there needs to be a wild card here. There needs to be something else that they've not told us or shown us, or something to get us excited for release, other than these Radiants that won't be very rare, and Mewtwo, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely need that alt art love, because everything about the TCG is about all arts right now. All of it.
Oh,
so
all day. Yep.
But yeah, guys, make sure you let us know down in the comment section. What do you think about the Pokemon Go set? What do you think about today's conversation? Let's hear about the Radiance. Let's hear about the Mewtwo, the Ditto. I want all of your guys' opinions down there. It's definitely going to be an interesting set. It's going to be different than I think a lot of anything that we've seen before. And if you're... I've been drinking Dr. Pepper. Did you hear that?
I did.
Oh, there's two of them. I'm leaving that in. I am not editing that out. I'm a professional here.
Leave it.
Leaving it. But if you're listening on the audio platforms, guys, please give us a 5-star review, give us a follow, share the podcast with some of your friends who might be interested. That's the best way to grow that side of it for us. Really, really appreciate it. And now not only do we have the podcast up every Wednesday, we got the Q&A up every Friday. So don't miss that, guys. That's also on the audio platform, Spotify, iTunes, all that kind of stuff as well. If you're new to the channel here on TCG Funhouse, please drop a sub. Hit that like button here. It really, really helps the channel out, and we appreciate it. And you know what? Every time you drop a sub here on the channel, a Magikarp turns into a Gyarados, you know? And you need to save those Magikarps away. You know, you got to help them with
all
their
destiny.
All they
can do is splash.
That's true. I mean, do you do any splashing over on your channel over there?
We splash into some stuff over here on ASX TCG. Yeah, I do a bunch of Pokemon openings over here. And we just did my very first booster box break the other last weekend. That was an absolute blast, and going to be doing those again in the future. So lots of cool stuff coming to ASX TCG.
Absolutely, guys. Absolutely. If you need card sleeves, affiliate links down in the description below. Plus, everything I use to record is down there as well for Amazon affiliates. The cameras, the microphones, the cords, the power outlets, the house. It's all down there. You can get your own over on Amazon.
You can buy his house.
You can. But hey, man, market's up right now. Give me an offer, bro. Give me an offer. I'll even give you the big Pikachu back there. I'll throw that in.
You're talking that big Pikachu. I might have to put a bid in.
Dude, people keep telling me how like creepy that Pikachu is back there. They're like, man, every time I watch your videos, man, it's like that Pikachu's like staring into my eyes, staring into my soul, man. but yeah, guys, all kinds of really, really good stuff. Make sure you check us out on our socials, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, daily content, all that kind of stuff, guys. So much fun. You guys can ask us questions for the Q&A as well. It's just crazy, man. I'm excited. Pokemon Go is going to be hype. Astral Radiance has been fun. Man, we're only like 9 days away for Pokemon Go set. Have you been liking Astral Radiance?
I have, yeah. That was one of the sets that I just opened in the box break I did the other day. Nice. And it was fun. It was an absolute blast. I was surprised we pulled three Radiant Heatrans out of my box.
Three Heatrans?
Just three Heatrans. So that was interesting. But yeah, it's been a blast so far. And I mean, how can you go wrong with a set that has trainer galleries and alt arts and like everything?
So many hits, man. Yep. So many hits. It's crazy for sure. But yeah, guys, TGFunhouse.com. You can buy into the breaks that we have here on this channel as well. And that's what we got for you, man. That's all we got for you today. I hope you guys enjoyed the conversation, and I hope you all have a wonderful night. I'm sorry.